This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
If I die.
How are you doing, guys? You're listening to the Jack Mate Show. It's Friday again. We're live on FUBAR Radio. Producer William's fiddling with his knobs, and Tom Norris is
watching him do that.
Scratching his microphone.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's what I was doing?
Yeah. How are you?
I'm well, mate. How are you doing?
Not too bad. So-so.
You're looking very smart today, I have to say.
Thank you.
Been shopping?
I make an effort.
Has George brought out a new line of clothes?
Oh, nice.
Asda clothes jokes. Asda clothes.
Well, what was that song when we were little? Let's all go to Tesco.
Nozzo gets his best clothes. They're only £1.50 because they're really nifty.
You coming at me with fire already, Will, are you?
You what?
You coming at me with fire?
Fire in the booth.
Will's turned up. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, mate. You?
Yeah. Remember any other kids' chants when you were little? What's the one?
Oh! Leave this school! We hate you! Don't want to see you around here again.
Will Brazia. Ollie, Ollie, tips and trolley balls and the biscuit tin.
What was the one about,
Ollie, Ollie,
no, the
tips and a trolley.
No, the, if you want to be my lover, sex is 50p.
I don't know, maybe, that might be what you used to sing, mate.
If you want to be my lover, sex is 50p. Condoms are 250. Buy one, get one free. Will knows.
I don't know that one.
I just mind it back. Year 6, year 7.
Balls in the biscuit tin. Not remember that one?
Go on.
Ollie, Ollie, tits and trolley, balls in the biscuit tin. Sitting on your ass.
Finger up your ass. Playing with your ding-a-ling-ling.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. We're back.
My nan always used to go,
sex is 50p, Jack.
No, it's 45. She used to come in and go, isn't it a pity that the lady in the city got hit on the titty by a hard-boiled egg?
Well, that's what your nan used to say.
Yeah.
Titty.
Titty, such a good word. Talking of my nan. For the first time in many a moon, she got chatted up this week.
Oi, oi!
And do you want to know who by, Will?
Duffer laughs?
No, this dutty little creature to my left.
Oh, no, I want a dutty
I should probably explain this. So, yeah, okay, should I?
Yeah, do it.
Tom came round my nan's, and my nan thought
I was with you, and you were around there to pick up a cottage pie.
Oh, go on, Will.
Is it like that thing seen from Little Britain, that sketch when he used to go round, and he'd be like, oh, I need to go to the toilet, and he's like, oh, I don't mind carrying you in, and just gets really, really creepy as it goes on.
She's fully mobile, Will, and she's a lovely lady.
No, I'm not saying that.
Do you want to slag her off, mate?
I just went round to pick up some food, and Tom came in. My nan thought she recognised him, but she didn't. And then Tom, I was like,
next thing you know, 9 months later, nothing would happen because of age. Carry on, Jack.
Glad you said age. I said to Nan, I was like, because she thought she didn't know Tom. I was like, you've met Tom before, and Tom went, yeah, we went to the cinema. My nan went, to the cinema, and then my nan went, what, are you into older women? And straight away like that, he went, I am now.
I stopped kissing her. I said, I am now, darling. Granddad came in. I was like, fuck off, mate. What are you doing?
No comment on that. For the first time in 25 shows. No comment.
You're killing the vibe, Granddad. Fucking hell.
Just don't know, you know.
I'm just going to look at you and see how you get out of it.
Butterflies in my stomach.
Nah, she's all right. She's a good girl.
So,
good girl.
you might recognise from the opening song, it was from a little movie, Matilda.
Not a little movie, massive it was.
A massive
fucking
movie.
Fucking huge. Mm.
So, the show, we're going to go back to themes, we decided, because we need direction.
we're doing a
retro theme, and that one's a throwback to one of my favourite films, Matilda. So, we're going to ask you, the tweeters, the Facebookers,
the Viners,
the Tumblers, get up, because they're tumbling. Oh. And we're going to ask you, what was your favourite childhood movie?
We want to know, not cartoons, but just childhood movie. Don't say cartoons.
Oh, that's okay. So we can honour that.
None of that Disney shiz.
We just want to know your favourite live action movie.
Yeah,
very specific.
Yeah, The Jungle Book's coming out this weekend. I'm going to go see it Saturday. Looks good.
You saying that because
he's doing a Snapchat.
Oh, that's not what we're doing. Do a video, Will.
Hello, Snapchat. We're live right now.
What's your favourite childhood movie that's not a cartoon, Snapchat?
Go to fubar.com. Watch
Heard of it.
I might get my penis out.
Where's your nan?
What? If you want to see that, then just add Fubar Radio on Snapchat.
Oh, shit,
is it on your Snapchat?
No, that was my Snapchat.
Oh, Will, what are you doing?
Oh, you mug.
Well, everyone follow me. If you want to see a spindly naked man constantly, follow Will on Snapchat.
Tweet Fubar Radio and let us know what your favourite kids' show is. Make sure it's not a cartoon.
Film.
We're not allowed any cartoons.
Sorry. No.
None at all.
No
what
animation.
Did you like when you were little, Will?
Toy Story 2.
Yes, cartoon. Next.
Yeah. I can't really think now.
Go on. Put you on the spot.
Hook.
Oh, I like Hook a lot.
Hook's very good.
You know,
you're shaking your head out, man.
Never seen it.
How were you with your man?
Don't shake your head if you actually haven't seen it. Hook, when you get on the tube, I've said this to you before, the doors go, here. Some do. And then there's a song from Hook that goes, here. I'm going to make that into a video one day and everyone's going to fucking love it. Honestly, they will.
They have to be very specific.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, it's going
to
go really well.
That'll get them in.
Did the Chuckle Brothers ever do a film?
No, because they were shit.
They were shit.
Oh, behave.
Easy now.
Right, this is coming up.
It's the same joke over and over again. Yeah. It's just like this show.
Right, it's done different every time. Yeah. And done with
a ladder, a table.
Yeah.
A fold away table.
And if anything, commend them for finding that much material to work with one joke.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, great. Yeah. Maybe they should get onto the YouTube live.
Anyway, guys, coming up on the show...
Maybe not.
We are going to be talking about some devastating life problems that 90s kids faced. I think I'm the only 90 kid in here, aren't I?
No, fuck off.
What were you born in?
Show me a bit of respect. 91.
I was 93.
Yeah, I'm the 80s, mate.
80? Oh, I thought that was just in movies.
November 89.
Adam, producer Adam, is from the 80s as well.
Oh, yeah.
So it is that 80s actually did happen.
Did it?
Mad, isn't it?
That 70s bullshit.
Yeah, 100%.
I've never met anyone from the 70s.
Not having that.
No. We've got Eddie Brett coming up, made famous from the lovable I'm there for him there. I hope he can speak better than me. He's coming up, he's been made famous. Go on, let me try again, ready? Have we got any tense
Hang on,
music?
It's alright, because we're not live, so it's fine. Right, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Thank God we weren't.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Are we flopping?
Yeah.
We've got Eddie Brett coming up, made famous from the Lovable Rogues, and he is now pursuing a solo career and doing just delightful.
Lovely tunes. I was having a listener in the office earlier.
Me and William are going to, because me and Will have actually met him before.
Don't give it away. Don't give it away.
No. Well, we want the.
If he's listening now,
he
will be. He'll be on the tube.
He'll be doing some rock and rolling round the corner.
Ring
around the roses.
Throwing TVs at dogs.
Is that a thing?
It is
cats.
Ooh, that's probably a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can remember. I can imagine that happening.
Yeah.
Do you hear about that thing? One of the guys from the Vamps was publicly speaking about
not James.
Cats being.
Not James, because we chat. Okay.
James Ho from the Vamps.
No, yeah. James from the Vamps follows me on Twitter for some reason.
Oh, so you don't chat, you just follow each other?
Yeah, go on, carry on, Tom.
So, yeah, so one of the guys in the Vamps has publicly come out, I think he's from Clacton, he's like, cats are going missing in Clacton. And I think it's a really big problem. Now, it's obviously, it's happening in a very weird thing for a pop star to come out publicly, like, speak about.
People have different issues at the forefront, don't they?
Yeah.
For some people,
cats in Clacton, dogs in Dagenham, horses in Horsham. that's all I had.
Pigs in Pigham.
Is Pigham a place?
Is it? I'm sure it is. Google that.
Pigham.
Bing that.
Yeah. Ask Jeeves that one.
We're coming up now. We're going to play a little bit of... what are we going to do? Should we do Sum 41?
Oh, yeah. This was.
If you don't play it now, I'm going to give you a fat lip.
Oh!
What a song. Enjoy it. Sum 41. Fat lip.
Do it again. Don't count on me. It's the point you're missing. Don't count on me. was Sum 41 with Fat Lip.
Oh!
I enjoyed that.
I think that was the first album I ever owned, or Killer No Filler.
It was one of the first. I remember when I was young, I didn't know singles existed, and I wanted to buy. This is, you know, and I bought an album because I wanted this certain song, which was Shaggy, It Wasn't Me, and it was from a Now 42 album or something like that.
What are we on now? Now's 93.
Shouldn't that ever stop?
I think they'll ever stop. I reckon I'll get to 100 and that'd be mental.
Surely there's not a call for it now.
Yeah, you're sure of that.
There's all the big tunes from 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want it. I want it now. I want it instant.
It's called Now. But
yeah. It's quite ironic, right?
If only there was a radio station online that could deliver this kind of music and swear openly and not. Yeah,
I ain't got a fucking clue about that.
Where can we fucking get a show like that from?
Fuck me.
I'm really shitting wanting a show like that.
Yeah, I fuck do.
Will.
Yeah, you blow it the tone there.
Why drop that bomb? That bomb stinks.
I didn't used to swear as much until I started working here.
Did you?
It's actively encouraged, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you see the Champions League draw?
Man City, Real Madrid.
Of course you did. He knows everything about football.
He does. He grew up. He was raised by two footballs in a wood. By Mowgli, but a little more round.
You know, like an inverted castaway.
Oh, yeah. Single jersey, you little fiddler.
And a mouthful of Sprite, and I thought that was all right.
Yeah, Wilson was my dad.
Jet mate.
He's back. Yeah. Now, what should we talk about?
What have you been up to? There's back. He's back. They're back. Big boy videos on the main channel.
You're excited, aren't you?
I'm excited. I text you my excitement.
Yeah, no, I'm glad. You're my number one fan.
I know, I love you.
Oh, Raphael's back.
Oh, so excited. Show your video, man. Batman, bat my heart. I really enjoy your show.
I hit subscribe, but the button bit me.
Happy to be back?
Yeah.
Just an accent.
Yeah.
Just a non-generic accent.
It could be any culture, any country. Just an accent.
No, it can't. It's only. I'm not going to go there.
So yeah. So how you know?
Where have you been, Jack? Oh, mate?
Okay.
Sorry,
I can't let. Stop. Make a cue. Go on. Next.
Why haven't you given up?
Where have you been? Why are you back? What's the story?
Well, I've been moving out, and I've just been settling and trying to work out what I'm. I've just been settling and trying to work out what I'm going to do, because I had such a big break. I thought I've got to come back with a big video.
Yeah.
And Tom was like, no, you haven't. Look, you started on shit, you're going to carry on doing shit, you might as well just do a shit video.
I think you had a little bit of a moment where you're like, I do have to start something really strong. And therefore, because you recorded a few videos and you decided not to post them.
Yeah.
And I watched them and I thought, you know, these are perfectly fine and good to go. But I do think I really like the one you just done, because you've done it in a slightly different format. Not to normal, in it, cutting little sketches stuff in it, and I thought I really liked it.
Yeah.
And I
think we discussed it last week. Was it last week or the week before?
Yeah, you gave some subtle drops of what might be involved.
Creepy things we do.
Yeah,
it was 2 weeks ago that was. Yeah, and then on Monday, because I'm going to start releasing every Monday and every Thursday at 6 p.m.
So lovely
twice
stuff.
A week. And on Monday, I'm going to actually talk about when I was 16. I kind of, I don't know if everyone in the room did. I definitely did. I went for a stage where I was just smoking weed. For about 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Just two weeks. Yeah, so. Literally 2 weeks in my life.
Yeah.
And I smoked it probably 4 times in that. And I talk about my first experience going to buy the weed.
Yeah.
Because obviously that's not a thing you grow up and you're taught.
Yeah.
You learn that on the street. Out on the street of Norwich, you learn that kind of fucking stuff.
When I was at uni, a lad that I didn't really like called Elliot, they used to dabble in the weeds.
Alright.
And he thought he was getting a really good deal one night, and he went to meet this bloke on the street and came back after spending £50 with a handful of watercress.
Really?
So, and that was a very true story, and I've never been so smugger.
So smugger.
Next.
It's watercress. Does that even, I don't know what that looks like.
Because he gave it his hand, and he was just like, because it was quite an intimidating experience.
It's got to be quick, isn't it?
He was just like, there you go, mate, walk back in the house. And then you can't even knock on the door. Excuse me, you've sold me this bloody watercress.
I mean, it looks lovely, and I'll probably put it with my egg mayonnaise, but I'm, you know, it's not what I want.
Exactly.
I want a journey.
No, luckily I knew a guy that was respected me quite a bit, so he didn't ever knock me.
Why?
Knock you? What do you mean knock you?
That was the terminology. If you went to buy weed and you got undercut,
right,
it'd be called, I've been knocked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they used to say. I've been knocked. But I remember this guy kind of liked me, because I helped him build... like
his business.
Online website type thing. Yeah.
Selling weed?
No.
Weed.co.uk.
His name was Robert Bing.
Yeah.
I get you. Good.
He worked as a butler, Ajeev. Nah.
Google.
But I used to go round there, and especially the first time I went round there, because me and my mates was all scared who's going to do it. I was like, yeah. you know him.
So
you
knock down Ginger, but you stay there. And you get
stay up weeds.
You get knocked.
And you were the ginger.
Yeah, true. Because I didn't know you bought weed in weight. Did you know that?
What do you mean?
Oh, you have a problem with this. Like the other day when you went to the butcher's and you're like, oh, £3 of sausages, please. He's like...
Wait, or
who's going to the butcher's?
I went to the butcher's. Tom Wayne
Clark. Did you live in 1940s now? Well, I have half a ham as well while I'm here.
The butcher went, well, I had a string, but that dog's just coming to me.
Oh, look at that pie. We're cooling on the windowsill.
It's got a big thumbprint on it.
Oh, I'm going for a treat myself. We've got any bananas in. Oh, my. So extravagant.
I'll save the ration cards up for that one.
What are these? Tangerines. Delicious.
They're different oranges. They look like baby oranges. Can we just call them baby oranges?
So I went to the butcher's when Tom came down. And the butcher went to me, Amish one. I went, my mum used to always go to the butcher's because we just lived at the bottom of this hill as a butcher's at the top, so it was easy to go there.
Right.
And a good quality meat, you know?
Good quality meat.
You don't need to make excuses for going to the butcher's.
Right, okay. Well, he made me feel bad about it, Tom.
No, was this in the previous life?
This was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, fuck.
When Tom was down.
Right, sorry.
So I went in and I went, I'll have £3 worth of sausages, because that's what my mum used to say.
Right.
And he went, is that in pound or currency? I was like... no, sorry, he went, is that in weight or money?
Shit, yeah.
And I went,
I wouldn't even know. Fuck.
Yeah, I didn't know what to say, so my reply was...
bit of both.
Fuck off, mate.
Is that in pound or... No, is that in weight or currency? I went, can I have 8 sausages,
That showed him.
Yeah.
Do you get any gammon? I know you like your gammon.
Shut up.
Shut a dick.
You know I got gammon.
I was on the Gavin diet.
Because Tom absolutely rinsed me for it. I did the...
didn't enjoy.
I did a well good fry up, and as you correctly said... Was it you?
Yeah.
Gammon's like 4 times as good as bacon.
I think that's what you said.
No, he said 4 times as thick. Oh, it's like thick bacon. It's 4 times
as thick.
I don't
like gammon.
But I was in the kitchen, yeah. I was feeling pretty good about myself. I was like, yeah, I'm making sausages, bacon. I'm in my new house.
Yeah.
And like, to be fair, the gammon was very watery.
Oh, it was
it was like sitting in this puddle of water. And Tom just killed all my confidence because he just came in. I went, this looks good. And he was like... Is that gammon soup?
It was rank.
Mmm, a tasty treat.
Yeah, you ate it all, eh?
I didn't eat all the gammon.
Oh, yeah, you left a bit. Do you not like the gammon?
I told you many a time I didn't like
it. You gave me that butcher's dog that was walking around. He's back again.
He was keen. He's just riding on a Brum, the little car.
Brum. B-R-U-M.
Broom, yeah,
he'll
sorry.
He'll know.
Yeah. It's from your ends, isn't it?
Yeah, it's representing that car was.
All right. That's not right.
Oh, I'm a car!
Honk honk.
Tom, what have you been up to?
This week I went to Jack's house.
Yeah, but before around that you stayed at mine for quite a few days.
Like this week?
Couldn't get you out. Well, it was last Friday night.
Sorry, mate.
Most of Saturday, nearly Sunday.
Fucking hell, nearly Sunday.
I do that thing where I just go around someone's house and I don't want to leave, but they want me to leave.
Lingerer.
Yeah.
Lingerer. I'm the lingerer. They call that squatting.
You are that
permission.
Guy.
Yeah.
What guy?
The lingerer guy.
The guy that overstays is welcome. Well,
we had a good time.
I met your pals, and that was fun. We did the Grand National, my first ever time.
Oh, was it your first time?
Yeah.
You're quite confident.
Well, you know, I had a little bit of blood, but then I just wiped it out. But then,
what?
We'll carry on. The Grand National.
I don't get it.
I didn't win. And
what does he mean?
Listen back to the podcast. And then I didn't win, but Will. Was in the top 5 horses, and then he thought that he'd won some money, but mistakenly he didn't, and that was rather amusing for me.
Yeah, because I was like, you know, I'm very stingy with buying drinks. I was like, I've won, I'll get a round of drinks in.
I've seen the vlog.
Oh, I'm just telling the people that haven't, which is most quite a lot of people.
The amusing thing is, I said to Will's mates, you know, making small talk, I was like, oh yeah, I always say on the radio Will being tight, not buying rounds, but you know, he's not really, is he? They're like, oh, he is.
Really?
He does not buy rounds. So when he came back, he was like, we'll get him to buy a round for everyone.
Did Fry tell you that bullshit story? Basically, I won £700 when Blues won the Carling Cup.
Yeah.
And we were in a pub, and I bought everyone a round, and he was like, even then, you didn't buy me a drink. I was like, that's absolute bollocks, Fry. I bought you one drink.
Don't bring your little household arguments here.
Sorry. It just gets on my nerves, Jack.
But then he's like, yeah, I'll buy a round. He's like, yeah, for those two, because they bought me one. He's like, that's not a round, Will. You buy a round for everyone.
Yeah,
you were chiffing him, weren't you?
It's called a round because it's a whole round of
I looked
drinks.
After you that weekend.
You did look after me.
You know, you threw in my face.
What you been at?
I gave you some stickers.
What have you been doing this week?
Well, because last week I was.
Stickers!
I flopped, didn't I, when you asked me what I did? So, Jack.
Ooh. This week.
Last night I was in the Groucho. Pretending to DJ with Harriet Rose, who presents Thursdays.
Oh, always name dropping.
40 or 6. Harriet Rose, 40 or 6.
Oh, yeah. She's
the one you fancy, isn't it?
Harriet Rose is a colleague of mine.
I know, but you're very inappropriate.
I'm always inappropriate.
Inappropriate William.
But yeah, doing that. Just be on the deck, spinning some big, beefy tracks.
Yeah?
Gamma-sized tracks.
Oh, you got them before me.
Yeah, it was good.
My ears are vegetarians. Oh, they hate everything you do.
I'm
changing my laugh up this week. I've got a little giggle.
Yeah, you've got so many different
ones. You're doing
ones,
a bit of me, actually.
Yeah. I've got a bit of the Dr. Hibbert sometimes.
What did you two do then, apart from buying sausages?
Or Cleveland. Nah, ha, ha, ha. It looks cold like out there, Loretta. Nah.
I don't laugh like that.
All right.
Never laugh like that.
All right.
I went to Jackson, played some football, and I was absolutely dog shit.
What? You know, you're on the football.
You know when you play with friends you've played with before and you've got a bit of history and they know you're not shit.
They know not to pass to you.
And then but then you play with people you've never played before and you've played shit, that's just all they know. So I was shocked.
He gave it one of them. Oh, so rusty tonight. So rusty.
Yeah, but I openly
to be fair, our whole team was shit on Wednesday.
I thought you normally smash it.
We won.
What's the score?
But 11-8 we won. Ooh. Yeah, it was our first league game. I do feel like I am going to come
knackering.
and tell the scores every week, because we've played 5 games up there and won every single one. So keep that going. I scored 3.
What, just in that one game?
In that game, yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
We'll never beat the goal I scored the week before, but I will tell you all about that off air for meaning to.
Something like that. Surely the content needs to be on there.
It's very visual.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. But no, it's good. We won, and everything continued into the night, didn't it? Oh, and we watched that thing you keep going on about.
Oh, yes.
We watched a documentary called The Strangest Village in Britain. And it's about a place called Botton.
Botton, yeah, in Yorkshire.
Well, you can lead this.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
Because I feel like Jack might say something.
Just full
It's
of
a very interesting...
It's a documentary.
It was just packed full of...
It was at the strangest village
in Britain. It was just crammed full of...
How would you describe it, Tom?
Oh, well, it was an interesting show.
Full to the brim of humans. Loads of humans.
It was just... It's a special town where basically people with...
Come on, that is too harsh.
Let me go. With learning difficulties or something...
It's a village!
Have disabilities and people look after them. And it's just... yeah.
No, it is interesting watch.
There's a lady on there who's just always afraid of slipping over.
Even when it's not icy. But she claims it's icy. And she always will.
But she got proposed to.
Yep.
That cracked me up.
Can I just state something now? No impressions.
I'm not going to do any impressions.
No, I'm just saying, so we're all clear.
That's my content, God.
No impressions.
Well, I thought you take the headphones off.
No one can see
no
it.
No one can see it, but you're like, this again.
No, I kind of liked, like, you know, John, was it John?
The guy that walker.
Used to help her walk.
Yeah, he was the one that proposed.
Yeah, it was so funny because he didn't turn up when he was supposed to. She was like, you better be here at 5. And he just walked off.
Impression.
No, that's all right.
That's all right. She's like, you better be here at 5. And then when he... And then
will
when
you
he,
marry me?
And then, no, and when he... Gets, he came back after a while, didn't he? And he really waited for his time.
Oh, yeah.
He got the sympathy vote in. She's like, where were you? And then he was like, I flipped. Oh, no, really? And then under his breath, will you marry me? Yeah, she's like, what? Sorry? Will you marry me?
Wasn't very romantic, was it? It was just in the place where you take off your shoes in the house.
And but sometimes women like, and believe me, I know what women want, they like the spontaneity of it.
Do they?
Yeah.
Talking about women and spontaneous will.
Oh, God, here we go. Women.
How was your date the other night?
It was alright.
Yeah?
What were you up to at the weekend? What are you doing, Jack?
I want
to
hear about your date last night.
It was fine.
Was it last night? It wasn't last night.
Last week.
What's the name?
Yeah, oh, okay.
Get on with it.
This weekend.
Is that what you said? Why are we talking? Getting a film on. Shh.
Got career mode of West Ham, he needs to be cracking on.
Look, he goes to one West Ham game and he's got a career mode.
Two.
Well, testimonials don't really count.
Two in a week, Jack. I've been to Upton Park twice now.
Ooh.
get you.
Gonna miss it.
No one cares about me. What
tomorrow
are you doing at the weekend?
Night, I care about you.
Thank you.
And you will find that out later in the play.
Ooh.
Oh my God, Jamie! Oh my God!
Saturday night, I'm gonna go see The Jungle Book.
Yeah?
The film?
No, the fucking musical.
No, the book.
Well, that, yeah.
Is there a musical?
Probably.
Yeah. No, I'm going to go see the film. There's a live action film out in there.
Yes, there is.
So that's the reason that we're Saturday. Using that, because that's the only ever time films have been advertised as live action films, and you've said it so many times already.
Live action.
No, I said it.
Did not. Don't you dare, sir! Sir, I say good day! It looks a bit more creepy than your Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's meant to be, though, isn't it? It's live action.
What, did the two go hand in hand?
Nah, he's digging me out. It's time for a bit of Beastie Boys now.
Yeah?
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta fight!
Bump, bump, for your right.
Play
bump,
song,
bump, to play the
yeah.
song.
I said over.
Will you marry me? Kick it!
Radio presents Screen Talk
with Dan Clark. So here we have my very special guest today, Mr. Stephen Merchant.
I mean, I think Twitter and Instagram makes you very aware of how quick people are to judge. I'll make a kind of casual tweet that literally occurred to me walking from the kitchen to the lavatory. And then while sat on the lavatory, I'll make what I think is an amusing thought that occurred to me then. And there'll be some people that will LOL it, and there'll be many others that will be like, that's supposed to be funny. Yeah? And it's sort of, it's a thought I had as I walked from one room to the next. It's not... Don't worry about it.
Every Friday,
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
From 12 PM on FUBAR Radio.
That was the Beastie Boys with Fight For Your Right To Bloody Party Whenever The Bloody Way You Want To.
Say bloody more.
Bloody hell.
There you go.
We've got some tweets in. Do you want to read some, Naz?
Yeah, so the question of the day was, what's your favourite childhood live action movie?
Live. Hang on. Well, no. Say childhood and I'll finish it.
What's your favourite childhood
live action movie? I like saying live action.
Live action.
Yeah. Good on you. We've had a tweet in from Sean West. It says, gotta be Jumanji. Although when the kids...
Gotta be what, sorry?
Jumanji.
It's gotta be Jumanji. It's gotta be Blumanji. I
don't... Gotta be Jumanji. Although...
He's wrote his tweet in crayon.
In wingdings. Gotta be Jumanji. Although when that kid turned into a chimp, it's always going to haunt my dreams, he said. Looks a bit like David De Gea, doesn't it? The chimp boy in Jumanji.
Oh, yeah. Jumanji's quite a creepy film when you're younger.
Do you watch First Dates?
Yeah. Oh, where are we going?
Have you seen it a couple of times? Like, recently?
Oh, yeah.
2 weeks ago, there was a geezer on there who looks like David De Gea, and this week, there was a guy that looked like Mario Zarate.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Jumanji.
We got another tweet here from somebody called Lower Than Mayor. I hope I pronounced your name right.
You haven't.
Well, sorry, Mayor.
Men.
And maybe your mum should have given you more of a common name.
I changed it to that. It used to be Sarah.
Well, why don't you just stick with what your parents gave you?
Okay, you just hurt my dad. Fuck.
Right, that's it. -10 points from Hufflepuff. You deserve that. Yeah. Maya says, Labyrinth, because it gave me good nightmares. Ah, oh, because of the size of Bowie's dick.
I don't think that's probably why.
No, what?
I don't think that's probably why. I think it's probably all the ghouls and the goblins.
Bowie's dick. Bowie's in space.
Oh, there weren't much space, trust me. Whoa.
The leggings were rammed full of dick.
What?
You couldn't move for dick in those leggings.
Oh, I thought you said dip, and then I was like, that's weird. Dip.
Starman. Girth man. We've got another tweet. Yeah. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the one with Gene Wilder, of course.
Yeah, the new one is absolutely shit with Johnny Depp.
It is.
Ooh, that hurts,
actually. Yeah,
it's not shit.
It is.
It's just a bit terrible.
It's terrible.
I've got a golden bird cheese.
Sharon Preston says, I love Jason and the Argonauts. Ray Harryhausen is a legend.
That's a bit before our time, I think.
Maybe it's my time.
Somebody put Flushed Away was pretty sick. I used to get told I looked like one of the slugs from Flushed Away.
You do look like a lot of things. They tend to be...
You fucking slimy.
When I had my old jaw, it looked like an animated jaw. Could it just go up and down when you talk? Okay. Oh, do I sound like Norris from Corrie?
Oh, God.
Nothing wrong with Norris's, mate.
Yes. Get it? I'm getting compared to Norris, and it's offensive to Norris.
Yeah.
There's a few common themes through them three live-action films. They're all a bit creepy.
How are they?
Well,
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Not creepy at all.
When they're going down the Black Tunnel.
The Black Tunnel? Is that the is that the other?
We don't know where we're going. Where we're going, where we're flowing.
Doesn't say like that. But
what's the
come
song?
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Abbreviation.
Abbreviation.
Word of abbreviation.
It's going to be so hard for you to make
B
and pro. Like, people dying. You don't know people.
B, LOL.
Word of abbreviation.
That worked.
But you don't know if people
that's
die the in
the
film.
Fuck me. God, sorry.
God, you don't know how people die.
Yeah.
Yes.
That woman who goes down, the bird who goes down with the chicks.
The bird goes down with the chicks.
The woman who has the chewing gum.
Nemo's mum. Died in childbirth.
Yeah.
That's not in any of those ones. Maybe in Flushed Away, the goldfish was flushed.
There's a lot of death in a lot of Disney.
Jumanji's creepy. Jumanji is creepy.
Up.
Yeah, that's sad.
That's not creepy though, is it?
No, but it's hard to masturbate to.
What, Up?
Yeah. Ironically, it's hard to get it up.
Always got to lower the dude.
It's FUBAR.
Let's get out of here.
You want that pay rise? More of them. What are we talking about this?
It's retro week this week. Yeah. Am I right, gentlemen?
You're right, Will.
Would you forward that motion?
What?
I've CC'd you in, and yes, I forwarded it.
Thank you very much. So we wanted to talk about the past, the times. Well, me and you are definitely 90s kids. Tom's from the 80s.
Two months.
84 or something.
So we've got a list here, one of them classic BuzzFeed lists. And I just want to chat with you for a few things that we might remember.
Why are you making it tense? Just read it.
Yeah.
Some things you might Remember. Once Whoa. Upon a time.
All right then. So these are.
I hope you're not using that in the play as well.
Are these life?
That's all I've got.
Are these life problems that 90s kids should remember?
Yeah. So number one.
Right. Go on. Go on, Bert.
Someone using the phone when you were using the internet.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Now you've got on an upload. You go. I've only five. I said it'd be Monday 6 p.m. I've only got 5 minutes. This upload goes up.
Yeah, my nan's was the worst because you'd be doing something online, and if anyone called the house, it would knock you off no matter what you're on.
That's rank, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tom,
when you ever picked up the landline, you just hear. I'm like, Dad, get off the phone. I want to talk to someone.
Could have made a really good joke there. Like you pick up the phone, you hear. It's a fucking R2-D2 again. Next.
I went for a different joke.
Yeah, it didn't work.
The sheer cost of text. Text messages used to cost 12 pence when the phones things were mobile.
Fucking still do on my network, jeez.
Do no, they don't. Text messages.
O2 used to absolutely rinse me.
Can you remember a time before WhatsApp?
WhatsApp?
I sounded like Duncan though. Wag my mask.
Is this the Fubar?
Fubar.
Radio Sasha. It hit me.
But yeah, 12 pence. And picture messages, forget about it.
How much were they? You remember when you used to when you used to get a picture message on a phone and you used to download line by line like that?
Oh my god!
Yeah,
and when people like could get the internet on their phone, like, and it costs a ridiculous amount. They're like, oh yeah, oh Jason can look at porn in there.
Yeah.
Apparently Jason's seen some boobs in there.
Everyone had the same.
Oh, that's not working now. Oh yeah, Jason, fuck off, mate.
Yeah.
Everyone had the same three porn videos, didn't they?
Yeah. What ones?
You go first.
Yeah, I know what you're gonna say.
What are you gonna
Mr.
say?
Hands.
No, what's that?
Oh, bye.
What is Mr. Hands?
Ooh, let's just say I may want to talk about it.
Oh
the one with the horse.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. He didn't win the Grand National that day, let's say.
Imagine this, right? Imagine this. And I don't mean to be
crude.
Crass. Yeah. I was.
Is he crassical?
One of the first porn videos I ever remember seeing, right, was
Family Reunion.
I would say, so it's going to be graphic, so if you don't want to hear this, just shut your ears for a minute. I saw a woman given a blowjob.
To
a
dog.
Oh, that's rank!
No, to a man, right? But the man was very violent. Like he was not just grabbing her hair, but throwing her about, slapping her around the face.
Jack,
Will, what I'm saying is, I was about 11 at the time. I'd never experienced that. I thought maybe that's how they go down.
Fucking
I was hitting the gym, mate. Do you know what I mean? Eating my spinach, like.
But you've obviously learnt the error of your ways.
Look at Tom.
Anyway.
Look at Tom. I just don't know how this. You play a little. Oh god.
Number three, the agony of the VHS recorder chewing up your tape of the favourite film you had.
Yeah.
What happened to you?
Chuckle Brothers, I had.
Oh,
on VHS.
Fuck off! Yeah. The Chuckle Brothers all the time. What's going on about him? Sponsored.
All right, to you.
He's brand new.
I had. Imagine all my wrestling tapes because my auntie used to. Record the pay-per-views because she had a Sky Sports subscription and send them to me.
That's so sweet of her.
But sometimes they get chewed.
Oh.
And I'd be devastated.
But she just get hungry on the way.
Yeah. Well, she'll be
there's
looking.
There's bite marks in this one.
She'll be looking down on you now and she'll be proud of you.
She's still alive.
Yeah, she's very tall. Very tall.
That's what I mean.
Very tall lady.
It's weird because I'm 6'5".
Loves ladders.
Loves.
And snakes.
Breaking a multicoloured pen by trying to push all of the colours
down at the same time.
That's a bit shit, that
done
one.
That?
Nah.
Next.
Gel pen, is that?
Smell pen.
Oh, the smell pens were shite. The watermelon one was bang on, but all the other ones they can't
You've
get.
You've got a smell pen? You were arguing with me that they're
wrong. I was just saying, we were talking about. When's that? That's in a Jack video.
Smelly pens.
Jack Cameron video.
Yeah.
The mind games have a changed MSN Messenger name. So we're talking, someone's putting a few more emojis on there. I love who? Yeah. What, you were fucking messaging me a couple... Oh, I love the fucking smart child. I need someone to speak to me.
When you fancy someone and you wrote something that was, you know, you're trying to find out if they liked you back and you write the message and then you just go upstairs. And you're like, I'm not gonna, I can't look, I just can't look.
Yeah.
And then you walk around, like, walking past the computer, just having a little peek. Oh, no, I can't do it. I'll get another Vimto.
Yeah.
And then they say no.
And then you go, it's just a wrong message, actually.
Yeah. My friend Jason, because he showed me porn on his phone, and then I looked at it and he did that.
What a prick, yeah. And you remember appearing offline? That was crafty, wasn't it? Appearing offline.
Yeah, so you could go off the grid, but you could still make your messages that you wanted to make.
Yeah, you were there. Or if there was a girl online, right, so you sign in after school, you're like...
Yes, I know where we're going by that.
You're scamming them?
Nah.
Sending a couple of sofas.
So, like, Jessica's online, you come on, bomb.
Hello?
You wait 5 minutes, she's not messaged yet.
Yeah.
Appear offline. Oh, straight back online. Boom.
Cheeky nudge.
Boom. And you remember that when someone used to just appear offline and online really quickly and obsessed, and it
fills your page up,
and it just goes
like EastEnders.
Yeah.
Anyone collect Beanie Babies?
Oh, I was all over them.
Were you actually?
Literally had so many.
I don't know if you're being real.
I was literally all over.
Never seen you so excited.
Listen to this. Cut the fucking music. Right. So this, you know, I would like to think I'm a bit of an entrepreneur when it comes to
what?
No, carry on.
No,
no.
I'm a bit business minded. No,
you did reggae reggae sauce, didn't you?
Am I not?
No,
I mean, yeah, I did. Yeah, I'm Jack Roots. No, me and my cousin used to collect those Beanie Babies.
You used to collect, carry on.
Right, the TY Babies, and then we made a leaflet. Saying, oh yeah, if you want to swap some beanies, then we live at this address.
Oh,
and
God,
we
put it out.
And we went round our local city and posted them in people's doors.
Yeah.
Did anyone do it?
No, we didn't hear back from anyone.
So, you really are a piece of shit, aren't you?
Yeah. We had an old man turn up and be like, oh, I'll swap beanies. Yeah, he died later on. He used to work for the BBC. Next.
I didn't think Beanie Babies would get that sort of reaction.
They didn't.
But it was the horror of a label being bent or ripped on a Beanie Baby.
Yeah, I used to get little tag protectors.
I used to take them off.
Oh, you animal!
I was like, I want the Beanie Baby, I don't care about the tag.
I had tag protectors.
Oh, you're such a
melt.
He's a massive
right, and
melt.
I've got a little sister, and this story...
bragging about it.
This story will break your heart, Will, so it will. Will. I went to a car boot, and my dad bought a Beanie Baby just for my sister.
One.
Yeah, it was a lamb. He bought a lamb for my sister, and he couldn't find her because she was with my mum, and they were walking somewhere else. And then... Shut up. And he found my sister at the end. And he gave her the Beanie Baby, and my sister went, what's that? He's like, I just bought it for you. She went, no, I don't like it. It's horrible. And that really upset me, and I'll never forget it. And I took that lamb, and I took it back home, and I put it in the hammock that I had strapped to my ceiling with the rest of the Beanie Babies, and it lived a delightful life. And then, just 2 weeks later, a butcher came in, cut it up, and went, how do you want this, weight or money?
Similar happened to my sister wanted... Do you remember Gremlins?
Tom, is it a sad story?
It is. My sister...
You're getting fucking good at that.
Hey.
All my sister wanted was a gremlin. One that could turn into the evil gremlin. Sure, but my dad... No, he got the good gremlin, Gizmo. But just the balls came out the back, not the balls. As in, when things pop out, not the balls. When stuff comes out of the gremlin, that's not the balls. And then Kate didn't want it, but... I saw that guy. I grabbed him. I took him upstairs. And now, it's just me and Gizmo in the open road.
And now your balls come out of his back.
Jack.
You ruined my book.
Happier times.
Yeah, next.
Where are we now? That was number... some bullshit about free serve. Anyone remember that?
No, man.
Number 8, having to make the decision to like S Club 7 or Steps. I don't think that was a decision to make.
No, you could like whatever you want.
20s.
Oh, who? No one liked Junior S Club though, did they?
No, they were shit.
Then,
what?
Frankie Blossom, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. So did and Rochelle grew up, didn't she? Rochelle's a woman now.
They've all grown up.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to hear what happened to Bradley.
He was main S Club.
Yeah. What?
I went to a uni night.
Back now.
I went to a night at uni that was advertised as S Club 7 and 5. Just Bradley and Jay from not even, and that was it.
Well, it's 2 out of 5 in bad.
2 out of 12? 5 in fucking hell. Jesus next. Fucking Christ, fuck me. Trying to find a space for a 47th piece of clip art on your homework.
Nah.
Clip art?
That's someone trying to be funny.
Yeah.
You write that, Jack.
Oh, I thought you'd gone for me, so thank you, Tom.
That's right.
Running out of pocket money when you get another Goosebumps, when another Goosebumps book came out. Now, Goosebumps.
Tell me about these Goosebumps.
Goosey Goosebumps.
Nah.
All right. Good for the radio, we need this cooperative. The heart and mouth moment when you notice a scratch on your favourite CD.
Again.
Nah.
Stop being a little shit.
Next. Oh, when you come up with some good
Neopets.
Ones, I'll give
you.
Yeah!
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, go on.
Anything that you could sell. Fucking hell.
Forgetting I used to scam people on Neopets.
Forget the humble Tamagotchi. You were responsible
I had so
for
many pet rocks.
Pet.
Well, forget the... what?
Hi.
I had Tamagotchis as well.
You were responsible enough for a true virtual pet and it started to take over your life.
Yes, indeed. It did. And I remember I had a pet on there called Chia.
Chia!
And I did genuinely used to scam on that as well. Next.
How would you scam on that?
I used to go on the forums. There was a forum thing on there, and I'd just go on there and say, "Oh, if you buy this stone," I had like this rare philosopher's stone thing. I
was like,
"If
you definitely buy- not philosopher's stone."
No, it was like a fossil. And I used to just try and sell it for 10 times the price, telling people that if they bought it and then put it into their inventory, they'd get unlimited coins. So they'd buy a shit piece of shit for 10 times.
You are destined for prison.
Number 14, trying to find a cheat code to see Lara Croft topless. Now this, I can confirm, is a myth. You could not find Lara Croft topless.
What, in the game?
Yeah.
I would imagine you wouldn't have been
Jack,
able to.
Jack, let me finish, boy! There was a rumour going around that you could put a cheat in to get a topless.
I heard about that.
And then she'd just explode into 1,000 pieces.
What?
Bazoom Raider.
Good night.
Just exploded.
Surely Boob Raider would have just sounded a bit better.
Yeah.
But she just exploded.
Degrader.
No, I'm still not bothered. Next.
The dedication it took to record the top 40 from the radio.
Oh, let's go Puddle of Mud.
The last two are good. The pressure of selecting your top 16 friends on Bebo.
When's the last two?
That's fuck off, dickhead. That was a lot of pressure.
I wasn't the Bieber guy. I was
you were. Yeah. I was both.
You just fucking Pixo, mate. Next. No,
Facebook.
Jack, did you have 16 friends when you were younger?
I got 16 now.
My cousin Reese.
Oh, God. I was friends with my own family. Grow up. You were busy fucking nicking your sister's gremlins, mate.
Oh, hey, yeah. None of that.
Go on, next.
Final one. Not finding anyone who would do a proper trade with you for your Pokemon cards.
Okay, so here's Puddle of Mud with
piece of fucking. I hope you get some bad deals on fucking Habbo sometime. If the police are listening, I'm going to clip this up and send it to them. Puddle of Mud, she fucking hates me.
Yeah, great.
Met a girl. Thought she was grand. Fell in love, found out firsthand. Went well for a week or two. Then it all came unglued. Been a tramp, trip I can't grip. Never thought I'd be the one who'd slip. Then I started to realize one big lie. She fucking hates me. Trust, she fucking hates me. Love, 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 love. I tried too hard and she told my feelings like I had none and ripped them away. She was queen for about an hour. After that
Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Heard of it?
That was Puddle of Mud with She Effin' Hates Me.
Go on.
She fucking hates me.
Go on.
She fucking hates me.
Go on.
She fucking really hates me. All right, I broke the mic.
Yeah, you did.
Pokemon Seg?
Yeah, that's it. Just go straight.
How do you get Pikachu on a bus?
Pokemon.
There you go.
Yeah.
Make sure he's got an oyster with enough money on it to get on there.
Yeah.
How do you know if she likes you?
No. Why would you not let
Digimon?
Why would you not let your Pokemon come into the bathroom when you're taking a shower? It's long-winded, I know, but it's a good joke. Because he might Pikachu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Tom's joke was the best.
Why would what Pokemon would that evolve into if he saw you naked? A ghastly.
No. Well, anyway, let's test this knowledge, because...
Oh, God.
Pokemon was a game that we all played growing up, even Tom, who was born in the 80s.
Oh, wow.
89, November 24th, literally a month and a week.
Tom played the flickbook.
Oh, Pong, that was a fucking inventive game. So what I want to do is, a lot of them go back and forth. There's been a lot of Pokemon banner, believe me, you... between these two today. So I want to test the knowledge.
There hasn't been any.
Oh, there has.
Is this just a spoken quiz?
What do you want it to be?
Do we need utensils, William?
No, it's just spoken.
Do we need an Etch-a-Sketch? You know them? They're really cool. They're just coming out. Etch-a-Sketches.
That's retro.
Go on, then.
Come on, you get involved with it, Jack. What have you got in your hand there?
A blueberry and a penny.
What are you going to throw them at me, are you?
No. So
magic trick.
Yeah, alright, watch this. Nah, it's visual. Yeah, go on.
Visual.
So, Jack, I will start with... Don't be fucking throwing stuff around here. Just because you got your own place now, mate.
I cook gammon soup when and where I want. Next.
Jack! So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the Pokemon and I want you to tell me the last evolution of that Pokemon. Is that clear, gentlemen?
That'll be fun.
Yes, indeedy, Speedy.
Tom, will you have a word with him? Because he's been a little nagger today.
He is.
A what?
A little nagger.
Right. Here we go. Music's off.
So you're asking one, then we're asking me, yeah?
Yeah. Jack, then Tom.
Cool.
Jack.
Yes.
Charmander, Charmeleon.
Charizard.
Lovely stuff.
Tom. Squirtle, Wartle.
Blastoise.
Didn't think he was going to get it.
Jack.
I knew it, mate.
Caterpie, Metapod.
Got it. Butterfree.
Bastard, I got that.
Tom. Weedle, Kakuna.
Weedle, Kakuna. Shaka Hislop.
Beedrill.
For Jack.
Why the fuck have we got to steal the points?
Why?
Because he's a little gimp.
Is that all the questions you got?
No, I've got
okay, so you've been listening to the Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Here we go.
I
next
didn't
play.
Think we'd ever resort to this.
What?
Talking about Pokemon so much, but go on.
No, but it's a retro show.
It's okay. Retro show.
What themes, Patrick?
I'm doing a Rubik's Cube over here.
Diglett.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, Doug Trio.
Correct.
What was that joke?
What do you call a man with a spade in his head? Doug. What do you call a man with three in his head? Doug Trio.
Tom.
Yes.
Meowth.
Oh, I know it.
I know it as well. The Elder Cat.
No.
Persian.
God. My brother had a poster. I'm trying to remember the poster.
Jack. Nid.
Oh, fucking hell.
Adam, help me out.
Nidran.
Nidrino.
No, Nidrino's the girl, and then the boy's Nid.
I'm not asking for the sex of them.
Nidrina.
That's a.
Nidoran, Nidorino,
Nidorita,
and the final one.
Nidorita.
Nido King.
Oh, yeah. Purple with a big horn on his head.
Doesn't matter. Go on.
It was only painted black and white.
Fucking cheapskates. Next.
Clefairy.
No,
Clefairy.
Clefairy.
All right.
Clefairy.
Clefairy.
And then the Wonder Fairy.
Clefable.
Clefable.
Go on, Jack. Jack, Psyduck.
Yeah, Golduck.
Correct.
Just ask me all of them, go.
No.
Tom, Mankey.
Will. Producer Will.
Oh, come on.
He's definitely wrong with that.
Primate.
Jack. Yes, correct. Igglypuff, Jigglypuff.
Wigglypuff.
Wigglytuff.
Correct! Tom. Zubat. Just have a guess, man.
Zootons.
Jack?
Goldbat.
Is that it? Is it just, if it's, wherever it is, just gold in front of it? Alright, I've got the next one.
Jack. Yeah. Spiro.
Fearo.
Tom. Ekans.
Oh, and then... Oh no!
Ekins is about.
It's not about.
Charbok.
No.
No.
Arbok. Arbok.
Yeah.
It's cobra backwards.
Yeah, but it says Charbok.
No. No.
Fuck. What's the program then?
Yeah. Well, we're not asking what do they say.
Yeah, but oh. Don't know what they're saying.
Next.
Ekans is actually Skane's
snake backwards. We know that.
Oh, I thought that was Adam was. Buzzing that when he gave me that tribute this morning.
Great.
Jack, Pidgeley, Pidgeotto.
Pidgeotto.
Oh, I also was getting confident. Not many questions right so far, sir.
Pidgey, Pidgeotto, Pidgeot.
Correct. Tom, ratata.
Sound like the Argentinian midfield. Go on.
Very nice. Ratata.
Ratatat.
Ratatat.
Oh, I'm doing all three of them.
Well, I'm not just asking you to repeat what I've said.
You didn't say them.
Or is that mean fucking? There's only two on this one.
Ratacate.
Yes.
Give him a chance,
he's
Jack.
He's gonna get it.
Look at his little face.
Ratacate.
Oh,
thank
wow.
you very much.
Wow.
Jack.
Yeah.
Pikachu. Oh fuck.
What?
Pichu. Pikachu.
Pikachu.
It's Pichu. Pikachu. Raichu.
Tom.
Yeah.
Sandshrew.
Oh, and then.
I'll give you
Sandslaw.
Nearly.
Sandslash.
Sandslash.
Sand. Jack Zubat. Oh, I've done that one.
Yeah.
Tom Oddish.
Oh, Switch don't get one.
Tom.
Oddish.
Jack will get the points anyway. It doesn't really matter.
Oddish.
Oh, he's thinking. My mate Mole, if he's listening, can name all 151.
Mole-ish.
Is it Vileplume?
No, it's Gloom.
Gloom. Ooh, that's Gloom. It was a tip on
the and then Gloom went into Vileplume.
Adam's shaking his head, so it must be right.
Ghastly.
What do you mean he's shaking his head? So he's
what about Ghastly?
Shaking his head.
Ghastly.
Nodding his head.
Ghastly.
Ghastly yeah. goes into Gengar. That. Haunter and then Gengar.
There you go. Coffin.
Jack.
Wheezing. Wheezing.
Yeah.
Growlithe.
Growlithe.
You can't fucking read
that. Arcanine.
Correct. Just remember he's doing the crystal. I can't pronounce this.
Go on, mate. You got this.
Hollywag.
Pollywag. Pollywell.
Yeah. That's right.
I know, just teasing.
Yes.
Abra.
Kadabra. Alakazam.
Yeah!
I'm back in the game. That kind is much more points. We're equal now.
Machomp. Machoke.
Machampion.
Machamp. Machamp.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, that's abbreviated. He's actually full. On his birth certificate, it says Machamp.
Tom, it's not on my sheet. Jack. Geodude. Graveler.
Oh, I know this.
Do you?
Yep.
Tom, if you get this, you're level. You draw
this.
Level.
I know this.
Geodude. Graveler.
Oh, he's done it! Oh my god. It's three to go, and you're level on points.
Definitely not level.
Definitely
oh my
level.
God.
Oh my god, it's on level.
This is tense.
We're like the levelers, the band, the levelers. Just
Jack.
Yeah.
Ponyta.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my god, they're levelers. Guys listening in at home, they are definitely level, so this is tense.
Rapidash?
Oh, yes! Oh. That's correct!
That's very well done.
Jack takes the lead with one. Tom needs to get this to take it to sudden death.
Pretty nervous. Pretty nervous.
Tom.
Yes.
To take it to sudden death.
Oh, I hope we'll get it.
Charmander, Charmeleon.
Charizard!
Oh my god, it's level!
I'm burning desire.
Here we go, they are all level going into the final one.
It's fucking bullshit.
It's first to say the answer when I can find
Brock.
My sheet. Bear with me, this is tense. I hope you're all.
Professor Oak.
Jack trying to have a look at my sheet?
Yeah. He's cheeky little guy, he's trying to scam you, isn't he?
Charizard.
Ready?
Yeah.
You both ready?
Jinx! It was a trick question. It was just stays the same. Mr. Mime.
Paras.
Parasect. Parasite.
How many goes does he get?
Para. Paras.
Paradise. Oh, we both said it.
Correct, Jack.
It's Parasect.
Yeah, it's Parasect.
I've won then.
Oh, anticlimax.
That's really anticlimax.
We'll just have to be like that.
What? Yeah. What do I have to win?
No, when you just create the entertainment.
What? Alright, well, we'll let him have it then.
You can't do that!
Alright, ask him another question.
Go on.
Tom
Mew.
Mewtwo.
Yeah, well done. Congratulations. Here's Blur with Song 6. I'm never fucking doing this.
Song 2! Song 2, dickhead!
What?
Song 2.
You definitely, yeah. This is Blur, Song 2. I'm the champion.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
I never knew the title of that song, and Will informed me earlier it was song 6. It was actually song 2.
We put our songs in order.
Yep.
And it was in the song 6 slot.
Okay, cool.
We've had another tweet in about someone's favourite song.
Ooh.
Song, movie, yep. Childhood film. And Jack, you might have to say, does this count as live action?
Because right.
It's slightly skewed.
Okay.
It's from Connor DM Craven. It says, has to be Space Jam for me. It's still one of my favourite films today. Is that a live action film, Jack? Or does it not count?
I would say it is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Okay.
Thank sure. God you've seen since.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much, Connor. You'll be in the book we're publishing. What are you going to say about that, Jack?
Yeah, well done. We are going to be publishing a book of all these answers coming out early next year. And they'll all be in there. And that one will probably feature within the first quartile, as it does evoke thought beyond its context.
Jack, what? Oh, sorry, Tom, after you.
Well, we're also going to have a big page in there just for our favourite swear words.
Yeah. If we'd like to just quickly go through some of them now, I'm looking at the rough copy, the pilot episode of the book, some would say. And in it, number 5 is twat. Will, would you like to speak a bit about that?
Yeah, twat for me has come up on quite a few shows when we first started. Maybe slips away over the last couple of weeks, but it's coming back strong. Twat.
In at number 4, we've got cummy spoon job. Tell us a bit about that,
well,
Tom.
That was actually used in a game for Aaron Krasker when we had to try and get him to say something a bit rude, and we thought, you know what,
is
cummy
it gonna be
spoon
difficult?
Job. And I think he had a couple of servings.
He was laughing it up like Cowpole.
He was a little stinker.
3, and I've got to be careful how...
Is that the one?
Oh, Malicious Minge.
Malicious Minge. Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, well, I didn't think that would get through the publishers.
Yeah,
it
I
did.
Know. How many times does that come up on the show?
Malicious Minge.
That was when we had Emma Blackery on.
We had a mingy month, didn't we? Oh, my God. We had a mingy month.
Definitely want to be clubby now.
Well,
Number 2?
Number 2, we've got... This is one of the reviews, actually.
Oh.
On the who the fuck listens to these podcasts? Utter wank, wank, wank. P.S. Wank.
Oh, that's from Mr. iTunes.
And that's from a D. Smith. Pretty strange, that one.
Yeah.
And what's the top one, Jack?
And at number 1 is... I won't really say this is a swear word. I don't know who put this in here, but it says number 1, Tom Stinks.
Oh.
Well, that does come up quite a lot.
A lot.
Yeah. Tom has got a certain aroma that you can only...
Tom, pass it here.
No.
Tom's trying to open a bar of chocolate and he can't do it and he's looking really sad. Pass it here.
I just can't do it.
Any more tweets? Oh, you put it a book away now?
My little book away.
Fucking hell.
It's a pain. Try it from the bottom.
It's just a difficult chocolate bar.
That's a Cadbury's chocolate bar.
There you go.
Cadbury's.
Thank you, mate.
So that's the book. That'll be out in time for Christmas.
It will be, yeah. That was all complete
so
bullshit.
So imagine the Alfie Days book.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just like a good version of that.
That's just described every book in the world.
It has.
Yeah. Coming up soon, in T-minus 5 minutes, we've got the lovely Eddie Brett.
Oi, oi.
Who's sitting outside strumming away as we speak. And I've written the play this week, so it's going to be a good one. Tom, are you going to share that chocolate around?
What is it?
It's the new Dairy Milk Medley.
Quickly, something I wanted to talk about. You posting regularly again?
Yeah.
What we got coming up? What's on the sketch?
As I said, on Monday, 6 p.m, I'm going to talk about the first time I ever went to buy weed. Did I ask for a 2-bag? No, I don't know what that is. Did I ask for an 8? No, I don't know what that is. I said, can I have a couple of weeds, please?
You went...
As if he's going to come out with a couple of plant pots, like Noel Edmonds.
Oh, you went, can I have £3 worth? You went, weight or money? And you went, just give me some watercress, I'll be done with it.
Just give me 8 sausages. No, and then on Thursday, I've got... I'm going to be talking about the times when I used to be a scammer on Habbo Hotel. So that's coming up. I've got loads of stuff. And then me and Tom are going to be in the video... in a video together shortly after that.
Talking about kiddie hijinks.
Oh, what?
Kiddie hijinks.
Who could have described it better than that?
What's kiddie hijinks?
Well, I don't know, Tom.
It's not really anything. It's just things we've got up to. Hijinks is what things you do and get up to things. And kiddies, because we were kids.
Oh, yeah, talking about the stuff we got to when kids. Anyway, all that to look forward to. We're going to go to a... What song are we going for, Will?
What
have
you got on there? It's on your sheet.
No, I
Pulp Common People?
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because we are. Go on. She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. Coca-Cola.
wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. What else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I just started somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people? You wanna see whatever common people see? Wanna sleep with common people? You wanna sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand.
Yeah.
FUBAR Radio presents Ray
Peacock. What are the impressions you do? Tommy Cooper?
Out About That Then. Was that
How's
him?
About That Then?
Was that him? Was that
him? No. How's About That Then? It's Jimmy Savile.
Was it?
How's About That Then? I actually did an impression of Tommy Cooper and you immediately went into Jimmy Savile.
What did he do?
Jimmy Savile fucked kids.
No! I'm trying to think of what Johnny Cooper.
Just like
Tommy
that.
Cooper.
Johnny Cooper.
Just
yeah.
like that. Just
yeah.
like that then.
Yeah. No, but don't do it in Jimmy Savile's voice. Oh, just like that then. You don't want to think of Jimmy Savile saying, oh, just like that.
Every Monday. Ray Peacock. From 2 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
That was, what was that one? I can't remember.
Common People.
Common People by
Pulp.
Was that nice? Easy. It's Eddie Brett.
Yo.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Come all the way from Braintree.
Oh, yeah.
How long's that on the train?
Well, it's a 45-minute drive to Snaresbrook Station and then about half hour on the Central Line.
Do you get a snack on the way?
I stopped off at McDonald's. Now the Monopoly's on
What'd you get?
I got 5 chicken selects and a large sides because you get more stickers.
Yeah, he knows. That's
I got it sorted.
I always go for that.
Only in Monopoly time, usually.
It runs out soon, doesn't it?
Does it?
It's just started.
No, it ain't. I've been out about 3-4 weeks now.
Ah.
Yeah, I think it's only got a couple left.
Did you get involved with the rib burger?
The rib burger?
Yeah, the rib burger.
Something's
one.
Telling me that I did and it weren't all that.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Because my school used to do a rib burger and I was like, oh, something like that. It just messy as fuck. It's horrible.
Yeah, I think sometimes some things can be too good to be true sort of scenario.
They sound good, but when you...
Yeah.
When you like...
Because part of the fun with ribs is the whole bone thing, do you know what I mean?
Nah, not for me.
Nah?
I don't like it. If it's got a bone going through it...
Oh, see, I grew up on chicken and chips, so I'm a big fan of eating off the bone.
Oh, right.
I like chicken. I like chicken on the bone, but ribs, there's not enough meat on it.
Tell you what's rank.
Oh, go on then.
A curry, I had one in Dubai and it had the bone on in there.
Really?
Oh, yeah, not a fan of that. That's like if you get like a Caribbean curry and that and you got all...
you're not expecting
it. You're chewing it, thinking it's a bit of lamb and then your teeth crack and it's and then that's in the bowl now as well, your cracked tooth.
Oh, my God. What a concoction.
When I was in Turkey, I had a sausage that's sort of like...
Oh,
sausage.
Here we go.
I was in a sauna. The sausage popped out.
It was a sausage and it split and went into 4 bits at the end. It's weird. It looked
like a candle.
Looked like a Catherine wheel, yeah. Wheel. They look like Catherine Wheel. Didn't move. Yes, so that's some weird food. Anyway, let's talk about your music, Eddie.
Yeah, please do.
Obviously made famous by Lovable Rogues.
Yeah.
And now pursuing a solo career.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Not as well as I thought it would be at first.
Right, is it?
I thought it'd be a bit quicker, if I'm being completely honest.
At least you're honest.
But yeah, it's just... at first I sort of jumped in at it, and then I realised you can afford to have a bit of time to find... who you want to be, do you know what I mean? Like, I was very much knew who I was in the band, and then I stepped out to be my own person, and then I was like, shit, this version of me isn't necessarily completely the person I want to be. Took a bit of time out, and now I'm just, like, ready to get back into it all.
Okay.
So did you, like, kind of carry on the same vibe with the Lovable Rogues to start with?
I think that, it was like my flavour of the Lovable Rogues as opposed to just being me.
Yeah, okay.
And I went on tour on my own straight after, and it was just, it felt like a drop back, like going around with a load of lads on tour, it's great fun, whereas going around on your own, you're missing something. Yeah. And I thought, right, if this is what it's going to be like, I'm not sure I even want to be a part of this. Went out, took I bought a boat, had a bit of a cruise around England on a narrow boat, and then I was let's get back in there.
Sick. Yeah. Nice. Where'd you go on your narrow boat?
I got it in Oxford, and then I took it all the way Henley, and then I went over the Thames.
Fucking
hell. How long were you on that for?
What do you mean, a narrow boat?
Yeah.
About 7 months.
Really?
That's well good.
Like that. Yeah, man, it was good fun.
Wow. When you were touring solo for the first time,
yeah.
And you say you were kind of missing like the boys and stuff like that, did you not want to jump back into the band, or was there...
Well, it's a bit like a relationship. You end up getting to that point where it's like all you can see is the bits that piss you off about the other person. It doesn't mean that you don't like them and that. It's just when you're ready to you tapped him on the shoulder, you just broke up with someone.
No, he's hinting that I piss him off because we're
doing
a lot.
But you do. You get to that point. We were in the van with each other for 3 years straight, like more or less every day. And it's in that proximity, like everyone's different, do you know what I mean? Yeah. We all have factors that piss each other off with our own mates.
Yeah.
But you're down the pub and then you go to work and you don't actually see each other 24/7,
yeah.
whereas we did. So then you get to that point where it all feels a bit exhausted. Mm. So we've had like a nice bit of time away from each other now. We're all still speaking and that, but it's just been nice to go and explore ourselves, which we like. We met when we was little kids, so
yeah.
now it's like, yeah, it's a bit of time to be a young adult and find yourself.
What are the other guys doing solo stuff?
Tay's doing like writing and singing stuff at the moment, and then Sonny's going more into like presenter acting work.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a bit, and there's that competition factor of when you know people, it's like, right, who's going to do something big first
yeah.
and stuff. So we're all trying to do the little rap race at the
well,
moment.
Well, I think you're here on FUBAR, so you are
nil.
Third.
Yeah, take that, Tay and Sonny. Fucking wankers.
So in the Lovewell Rogues, were you a heavy writing force in it?
Yeah, well, all three of us did. Yeah, we all took turns on different songs, to be honest. It's a case of you need material, you need to put stuff out there. Whoever wants to do it, if you chuck it at the wall, and if everyone likes it, well, then you go with it.
And so when we're doing your solo stuff, do you have a full band behind you, or is it just you and the acoustic?
I will have a full band, yeah. I'm not really into it, like acoustic people,
yeah.
which I know is completely contradictory because that's what I'm doing at the moment. But that was the reason I started the band, is I was doing my own thing before, and I find it fucking boring, if I'm being honest. It's how many white acoustic singers with guitars do you know?
Yeah.
And I fall asleep watching them. I guess that's sort of why my lyrics are a bit sort of tongue-in-cheek as well, because it makes it jump out a little bit more than a normal acoustic geezer does. I'll have a band.
Do you like, a bit of a random question, do you like the King Blues?
Yeah, I do, yeah, yeah.
You remind me a bit of...
It's funny, like when people say, "Oh, you might," like I didn't know any of these people until after. Like people say you sound like them, and you go away, and you're like, "Oh fuck, yeah, I do," and I like the things that he's writing about, and we have a similar flow. It's weird. I guess if you take the same elements of a person, you're still the same person somewhere else. If that makes sense, yeah.
So do you mistake that the kind of camaraderie?
Camaraderie,
is that what you want?
No, yeah, that's the thing. It's like sometimes you need other people to help you make decisions.
Yeah.
And I have, that's why I'm currently on the prowl for a new manager, because I like having someone else to go, that's shit, this is good, this is what we're doing. When you're just on your own, it's all a bit like you can do anything, and it's a bit scary because there's so much possibility out there. What do I actually want to do?
Well, I suppose even with like the live element, you miss like just sharing the kind of gig experience, being on stage with people.
Yeah, I mean, I like it all being about me. But no, definitely when you're in a band, there's that vibe on stage,
and
it just feels like it's just this great energy. So yeah, I do miss that.
Oh, nice, man.
A couple of the people in the room, so obviously I'm talking about you, Tom and Will, have actually a loose connection to yourself.
Yes.
And
Tom, you go first.
Do you want to tell Eddie how
Tom's shitting himself?
No, Eddie should be the one shitting himself, because if he doesn't recognise him, it's going to get awkward, and he doesn't. No, you won't. Yeah, no pressure.
The thing is, you built it up the wrong way.
Yeah, I know. I've done
just
it.
Just go. I'm scared now.
No, it's nothing really.
If she was your sister, I apologise.
She was my mum. She was my mum. No, I filmed you once.
When was that?
It was a session, a live session
for
Lovewell Rogues, and it was when you sang "Rude."
Oh shit! All right.
Nah, come on, Eddie. Don't
No. That come out.
Did you say Sonny's got into the acting business?
I remember that. Yeah. Not a clue.
Yeah, I'm sorry, mate. I'm shit with faces and names, it was a great session, and you've done a terrific job.
Thanks, Eddie. There you go.
Got loads of views on YouTube. Thanks for that.
Clip team, that's a testimonial for the production.
What about you, Will?
Oh dear, here we go.
Recognise that.
Will, for
this
the listeners.
This is at a university somewhere.
Will has just handed Eddie
nice.
Voodoo Premium Nightclub.
Clubbing picture of Will being a little fanboy and asking Eddie for a picture.
See, these were the worst gigs to do in nightclubs, because, like, we only realise at the end of it that you don't actually have to like properly perform. People go to a nightclub to get pissed up, to have someone on decks going, tonight, how are we doing, Southampton? Yes. Whereas at the time, we're like, oh shit, no, we're a band. We need to take all our guitars on, all that. But like feedback in nightclubs, it just sounds shit. But we like, I wish we just fucking grabbed two mics and just sung other people's songs and stuff. And just, yeah, it was always a bit like, a bit awkward when
did
we
you have to do like a tour of that stuff then?
Well, it's just a good like cash spin up. We made a fucking fortune on it. Like every night you're doing about three different clubs.
Yeah.
And you're just hopping on to the next one.
Oh fuck that's
yeah.
Nuts.
We made
that's
more nuts. Money from that than like the record label and stuff.
Plenty. Really?
It's meant that's why you get all like these Geordie Shaw people and Towie making a pocket like, or even if you go on Big Brother, you come out, you do the circuit, because that's like
it's
nice, easy cash. You're there for an hour, fuck off to the next place.
Okay, I'm in the wrong game, eh?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, but loads of people want to meet me.
I had a terrible, terrible little club in Norwich. It's not even really a club, it's like a tiny little bar. Ask me if they could play Hip to Be a Hipster.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
That's closed down now, I hope.
I said no, I said you can't. They was like, we get £100. I was like, no. You can't
just to play it?
Yeah, but I had to be there.
Well, sing it.
Be hype man.
Skinny jeans.
Inside. Skinny jeans.
Anyway, let's go for. We're going to go for Eddie, one of Eddie's songs. The City Don't Like Us, or City Don't Like Us. No, the. Okay. Yeah, go!
The city don't like us. Take a look around, it's obvious. All my money goes on rent, you see, to someone who doesn't need it as much as me. But I try not to think about it, cause who wants to think about it? It's so easy to hide away and to stick to what we know. Everywhere there's a problem, see through this sick solution. We can't blame no religion, just have faith in our own position. So I chose an honest life and it suits me just my type. And it's so easy to hide away and to stick to what we know. Wake up as a shine, shoes on, go to work, and I know that I'll be on tonight. Come home, see my missus, have a hug, show some love, and I know that I am doing fine. Oh, this is how I'm feeling. Man cold and hungry, I can't help but walk past him in the street. I could give him some money, but decide that he would not spend sensibly. Who am I to decide his fate? Certainly weren't brought up that way. It's so easy to hide away and to stick to what we know. Wake up, mutton shine, shoes on, go to work, and I know that I'll be home tonight. Come home, see my missus, have a hug, show some love, and I know that I am doing fine. This is how I'm feeling, I'm feeling alright. This is how I'm feeling. Winter, spring, summer, awful. All that I am living for is someone that I can adore. To tell me, for someone to tell me, for someone to tell me, for someone to tell me they love. Wake up, mat and shine, shoes on, go to work, and I know that I'll be home tonight. Come home, see my missus, have a hug, show some love, and I know that I am doing fine. This is how I'm feeling, I'm feeling alright. This is how I'm feeling alright, alright tonight. This is how I'm feeling tonight.
That was one of your own, wasn't it, Eddie?
It was indeed, yes.
When did you write that?
I wrote that, we were away gigging the caravan sites, and I wrote that one day in a caravan.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you have a specific, like,
place to write songs, or do you write them?
Things just hit you sometimes. You strum a chord in and it just makes you feel a certain way, and then you just go with it. Usually the best things write themselves straight away. If it takes too long, I tend to just let it lay there,
let it die.
Yeah.
Did you write many when you was on this boat traveling around the UK?
I did, yeah.
I think that was really therapeutic, or not?
What was the boat?
Yeah, just being
yeah,
on
it was
just,
cool, yeah.
I'd like to do that. I've only been on a narrow boat for 6 hours, not 7 months. But
yeah, so
and even that was therapeutic.
You're quite tall, though, I can imagine you get a crook neck eventually.
Yeah.
So I think myself and Eddie are going to go head to head on a little music quiz.
Yeah, Tom's designed this, haven't you, Thomas?
Do we not have a bit of like?
I think we do.
Pull some music.
Do this in post if you like. Have you got? Are we doing that again? Are we that again?
Haven't got any non-copyright stuff?
Oh yeah,
you got to be careful, Eddie. They get you on the iTunes. They're straight out for you.
Yeah,
fucking bastards.
Copyright.
So, got anything a bit more upbeat though? Doesn't have to be quizzy.
Why don't you explain the quiz and
I'll
find the music.
Explain the quiz. The quiz is basically I'm going to read some lyrics from songs from the eras of 2005 and 2006, the years, and if you say the name of the band and the name of the song, you've got 2 points. You can get there. So I'm just going to read lyrics, name the song, name the band.
All right, and this is best of five, is it? Ten.
Yep.
Ten, all right.
We'll see if it takes a while, we'll skip it along a bit. We can judge the vibe, how well it's going down.
Go
that's
on.
A bit better.
Number
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Are we writing them down?
You sure are.
Right.
That's why you got some pens.
Right.
Makes sense.
I'm 5 years old, and my dad's a giant, sitting beside me. And the engine rattles my bum like a berserk.
Oh, thought I was there and then...
I'm 5 years old and my dad's a giant sitting beside me. And the engine rattles my bum like a berserk.
I think I know this.
I can't remember the artist though. Oh, got a funny name.
It's a bit of a funny one, yeah. The name's a bit, a bit weird.
It's Dutch or something.
Yeah, I think so.
Come on, Tom.
Number two.
Ooh.
Drinking for two. Drinking with you when drinking was new.
Ooh. Throwing a few curveballs in it.
I'm not doing choruses. A couple of them I am, but I didn't want to make it too easy.
You create your own rules, don't you?
I do sometimes.
Man by no man.
Cool.
This one, I'll be surprised if you get this one. Calling on the stars to fall and catch the silver sunlight in your hands. Come for me and set me free.
Lift me up on the stars to fall.
Take me where I stand.
I don't know.
You'll kick yourself for the.
Do that one again, Tom.
Calling on the stars to fall and catch the silver sunlight in your hands.
Do you know what's annoying about
this?
It's because I love Nevermind the Buzzcocks and I watch it at home and I smash it.
Yeah.
And then this is giving me that understanding that if it's there, it's like.
Lift me up,
the lights,
stand.
Pressure, the heat, it all gets to.
Yeah. You used to work on Nevermind the Buzzcocks, didn't you?
I did, as a runner.
And Shooting Stars, didn't you?
Yeah.
I did the circuit.
And
I take
shot,
it you've
you?
Let the running go ever since.
Oh, oh, yeah.
Eddie.
You give
that's it. Minus a point, Eddie, for that. So number four. That's why whenever I come round, she's all over you. I know you want it.
It's like a Mills and Boom.
It's not a lot to work with there.
No.
I can make it slightly easier. Go that's on. Why whenever I come around, she's all over you. She's all over you.
Oh.
I know you want it. I know you want it.
No.
Don't. It.
Yeah, but that's not 2005. What I'm thinking.
This is the era 2005-2006.
Yeah.
Era. It's 10 years.
Time flies.
Yeah. Next.
Number five.
Yes.
Well, she smiled me on the subway.
Yeah.
She was with another man.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Come on.
But I won't lose my sleep.
Do
on
you know
that.
This?
Because I've got a plan.
Oh yeah.
Someone give him a clue just then?
No.
You don't need a clue for that. It was all over
number
the fucking
six.
Radio.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of me body.
Me body.
Me body.
Hey, you talk like that.
I don't
you
fucking
make
sing it, come.
Woman go mad.
Jump and jump and stamp and reading the signs of me body.
Number seven.
Yeah.
I've got a feeling in my stomach. Started to wonder what this story might be. What this story might be. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite tricky, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Very tricky. This is FUBAR
Radio. This one will be easy, I think. They'll get this one, Will.
Okay, mate. Go on.
You ready?
Yep.
Number 8. My heroes had the heart to lose their lives out on a limb. And all I remember is thinking,
yeah,
I want to be like them.
Oh, you got that.
Yeah.
Jack straight in there.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, wow. I didn't know that, Jack.
If you didn't get it, it might be making you feel a certain way if you can't get that
one. Eddie's struggling over there.
And yeah, it's my favourite song of all time.
Oh,
That's probably why you got it then.
Yeah,
it does help.
Is it?
Yeah.
That?
It's
oh, you must be crazy.
Top three.
No, I'm not.
I'm mad.
That's your favourite song of all time.
You must be crazy. If that's
I'm
your favourite
song. I'm madness. Yeah. Madness.
More bonkers.
Number 9. 'Cause I need time. My heart is numb. It has no feeling. So why am I still healing?
Should I do that again?
'Cause I need time. My heart is numb. Has no feeling. So why am I still healing?
I know it. I know it.
I think it's because you're not singing.
I know is why. That's why.
My heart
that's
is why it's numb. Hard.
It's so the point of the game, William.
Oh, yes.
'Cause I. Don't, why are you giving them away?
He's literally just said.
Just need time.
That's one thing you haven't got, mate, you stupid bellend.
I can't think of it.
Right, number 10. I was so lost back then, but with a little help from my friends, I found a light in the tunnel at the end. Now you called me up on the phone. Read it terribly. I was so lost back then, but with a little help from my friends, I found a light in the tunnel at the end. Now you called me up on the phone. It's a terrible last line, isn't it? Now you called me up on the phone.
I just got the Beatles in my...
Yeah. Right.
Oh. Answer time.
And now for the answers to the musical extravaganza quiz. Just an accent. Any accent. Though.
Just a vague accent.
Just a vague accent.
Go.
Number one was... What was Eddie?
JCB. But I can't give you the name of the artist.
Nizloppy.
Yes.
Nizloppy.
There we go.
That's right.
Two for me.
Number two, Jack.
Yes. Stereophonics.
Yep. What's the song?
You know?
I got Stereophonics. I couldn't think of the song either. I think it's the name of their album. Something like Drinking, Smoking.
Dakota.
And... It's Dakota, it is Dakota.
You that doesn't count though if you didn't write it down.
I got it written down.
So why didn't you fucking say it?
I wondered if you knew it.
Yeah, he's playing them games. Well, funny, because I left a blank space after that, so I'm just going to put it in there.
So, number three.
Yeah.
You guys were. This one was getting you nervous a bit.
Yeah.
What was this one again?
It was.
Calling on the Stars to Fall. And catch the silver sunlight in your hands.
Well, it's a dance track.
No.
And I put Stars to Fall as the track name.
Okay, well, that's wrong. Let's put a cross by that.
Okay.
Jack?
I didn't write that.
It's by Oasis. Side. Hey, Layla. Lila?
Lila.
Oh, Lila. See, we set each other on the wrong...
Yeah.
Waiting for the stars to come.
Yeah, it's that one.
It's not.
Shit!
Anyway, it's not that. Isn't
it? It was for us.
Number four, Jack.
Read the lyrics.
Why did you got the answer in there, right?
Yeah, but I need you to read the lyrics.
That's why whenever I come around, she's all over you. She's all over you. I know you want it. I know you want it.
I put, do you want it? This pie.
What?
Do you want it? This pie.
No, that's wrong.
Okay.
I put Nelly My House.
No, it's Don'tcha by the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh.
I know you want it.
Next one?
But Nelly My House would be a good one for next time.
Well, next time you come, we'll do that one. For sure.
Yeah,
number five.
This one was easy. I think we both got this.
James Blunt.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Two Boys.
Number six. Jack did sing this one, so I'm sure you got it.
Shakira, Hips Don't Lie.
Yes. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
Number seven. Now, this one, I imagine, it probably isn't both your song tastes.
No, it is, yeah.
So
Arctic Monkeys, The Sun Goes Down, right?
Yep.
Oh.
What? Oh, you just went to that Arctic Monkeys knot as
I
well.
I did, yeah. I got Arctic Monkeys. I put the wrong title. I put Scummy Man.
No, it's not that.
I think if you Google it, it comes up in brackets.
So no, it's wrong, mate.
It should be 3 points.
But you haven't got any brackets around there, so I can't accept it, I'm afraid.
1 point.
Oh, brackets.
Number eight.
Yeah.
I overheard someone make a reference to being bonkers for not getting it.
Oh, he got you. Yeah. You threw him off.
I said crazy 3 times.
I said madness.
But it's Crazy by Niles Barkley.
Yeah!
I took bonkers and put Dizzy Rascal.
he fell for it.
I know, these dirty tricks.
Number 9.
Take That, Patience.
Yeah. Yep.
Number 10.
Do you know what it is, Will?
I didn't put anything.
No. Go on.
It was Lily Allen, Smile.
Lily Allen, Smile?
I was so lost back then.
I was so lost back then.
There you go. So if you want to count up your scores, guys.
Play some smooth jazz music in between while they guys count the score. That was Tom Norris there with another great quiz.
The Music Extravaganza.
There'll be more of that whenever we choose to.
Whenever we're the first.
That's good fun.
I'm confident.
Yeah. Right, how many you got then?
I got 11.
I just nipped it. I got 10.
Oh! Did I? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Yeah.
Tom's just verifying the scores.
You put the feel in patience.
What is it?
Just take that.
Oh!
Take that. Oh my god.
Take that patience. Take that patience. It's not the feeling.
That's 10-10.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's a tiebreaker.
Oh, thank god we got a tiebreaker.
I think it gets minus points for cheating.
Yeah. I didn't know it cheated.
I could have cheated on the whole Dakota thing.
Yeah,
but
he's only given himself 1 point.
Yeah.
I'm just hearing it in my ear, actually.
I didn't know I cheated.
What we'll do is, I think we get Eddie to play his track. He's going to play a live track. Yeah. I'll get a tiebreaker question.
Well, but you're singing along with the track.
I am doing that.
I'll get that.
No, you love singing. I'll get them to sort it out.
That's fine. Right, do you want a moment to prepare, Eddie, or can you jump straight in?
I can go straight in, yeah. Sure?
Eddie, what's this song called?
It's called The Riots.
Okay, lovely stuff.
Is it a new one?
Yeah, it's not on the EP. This is just, this is an exclusive, ain't it?
Oh. Exclusive! Hang on, bear with me, it's 2 seconds, Eddie. Here he comes. Warming up. Jacob's in with a camera. I'm going to jump around there to join in with the boys.
I want you to join in with this one. So basically, it'll go... The sound of the sirens, the bloodshed, the violence caused by us tyrants, man versus man in the riots. You got that?
Okay.
Yeah. Beautiful. It's like a little quiet over there.
I'm just nervous.
Before they got fingered. Oh, I'm not.
Buggered, I think, is the word you're looking for.
Right, so yeah, just go for it then.
Yes.
9:15, the living wage for work I do, and this has to go towards all my rent and food. I'm rich in many ways, not moaning, acting poor, but in some respects I feel I'm completely done for. My best mate is called Joe and he went to uni. He left and got a bank job, what a great opportunity. He doesn't pay rent because he lives at home, and although on similar money he can watch his grow. Fast forward a few years and we both get rises, but London has gone sky high as well as the prices, which is great for every older that has ever been, but for my generation life is now the English dream. With two properties, well, his parents are laughing, and they helped Joe get a mortgage instead of a new bathroom. My family setup ain't so straightforward because my dad married Shrek and things between us are awkward. And this is how things are, and this is how they've always been, by keeping us so far, and all that they control everything we want and everything we need. The sound of the sirens, the bloodshed, the violence, all caused by a silence, man versus man in the riots. His last licensed on for 25 years, and we go out to celebrate and cheers and the beers. My mind's in a panic state, completely berserk. It's dawned on me I'm done the minute I can't work. His property goes up and my rent increases. He's talking about having kids and I can't afford nieces. And just as I think this, I receive a dreaded text. The bird I've been seeing says expect to expect. Needless to say, she was not impressed at our countless verbals of hate and detest. But after discussion, she did what was best and had a huge weight on my shoulder, a sigh off my chest. And this is how things are, and this is how they've always been, by keeping us so far, and all that they control everything we want and everything we need. The sound of the sirens, the bloodshed, the violence, all caused by a silence. That works nice.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, keep that one. That'll stay. Cheers for that, Eddie.
No, thank you very much for having me.
I like the message.
It's a good message, yeah. It's,
the
it's got a lot of meaning to it, do you know what I mean? I don't think anyone's really flying that flag for our generation, and if we don't keep an eye on it, don't mean to get too fucking blasé out, but if we don't keep an eye on that before we know it, 10 years down the line, there'll be such a massive divide just between our own peers, and I think we can do something about it now, so let's try.
Lovely stuff. Are you gonna? Is that going to be something you're going to release?
That's the plan. Like, that's definitely my leading track moving forward. I'm not quite sure sonically how I want to deliver it yet.
A bit of spoken word at the start.
Yeah,
I wasn't expecting that.
Well, I've never done it like that before, so
it's
always playing with things. So yes,
it was really good though. Really enjoyed that.
Lovely stuff.
Thoroughly enjoyed.
So what's the upcoming plan for the next couple of months?
So a geezer is coming back from Australia that wants to chat with me next week, and hopefully that's like all good to go, and then we can just start setting up a plan then. Nice. Musically, yeah.
Wicked. And across all your social media, just Eddie Brett.
Yeah, Eddie Brett, Mr. Eddie Brett on Instagram and that.
Wow.
Lovely stuff. Cheers for coming in today,
Before that, don't you fucking forget this.
Remember me? I used to film you.
I did a film for you once. Remember? It's on YouTube.
Remember Voodoo in Southampton?
They will. Come on. So, this is going to be a buzzer, and I'm gonna accept just either one of it.
The tiebreak question. I didn't know what we were doing. Sorry. I forgot. I was lost in the music.
Look alive, you canut. All right, you ready? So. This is the lyrics. I just need to go beep, and then you get to answer the question.
All right, I'll beep in. Yeah.
Early morning. She wakes up. Knock, knock, knock on the door.
Beep! Britney Spears. Lucky.
Yes, he wins.
He said it!
That is my favourite
Boom.
Britney tune.
I like that.
Early morning.
There you go.
She wakes up with a...
Knock, knock, knock.
On the door.
I would have never got that.
Heaven makeup. Perfect smile, but she cries in her lonely heart, thinking, if there's nothing missing in my life, then why do these tears come at night?
Oh,
beautiful.
Dear. I didn't have a clue. No, but...
Oh, sorry,
so who won?
I think you smashed it.
You leave here a winner.
You nearly won by cheating with the feeling. And I've got a feeling you're going to like this track because you chose it.
Ooh.
Black Street, No Diggity.
No Diggity,
Thanks,
no
Eddie.
Doubt.
Cheers,
Thank
Eddie.
You very much, guys.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah. You know what? I like the play. No Diggity, no doubt. Play on, play it. Play on, play it. Yo, Dre, drop the verse. It's going down, fade to Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me. Tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Black Street and Teddy, the original rough shakers.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much grounds, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind. I think about the girl all the time. East side to the west side, pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in, can I get down so I can? I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, girl.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
She's got class and style. She knowledge by the time. Baby never act wild. Very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Curves the word, spins the verb. Lovers hit curves so frequent to her. Rolling with the fatness, you don't even know what the half is. You got to pay to play, just for shorty bang bang to look your way.
I like the way you work it. Trump tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time. Baby, I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
Oh,
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
Bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
No diggity.
First class from New York City to Black Street. What you know about me? Now don't I'm saying Cartier wooded frame sported by my shorty. As for me, icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. We bees to buy this click up on this scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake boards? High shows and proves, no doubt. I've been thinking so. Please excuse if I come across rude. That's just me. And that's how a player's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the peoples on my block. I'm as real as can be. Word is on. Faking moves never been my thing. So Teddy, pass the word to your nigga Chauncey. I'll be sending a call, let's say around 3:30. Queen Pim and Black.
No diggity, no doubt, baby.
I like the way you work it. No diggity.
I thought to bag it.
Girl, I got it going on.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
The rent, yeah. Play on, play it,
play on, play it,
play on,
play on,
play on,
play on,
cause I like it.
I like ride.
No biggity, no doubt. Yeah.
Black Street Productions.
We out, ride. We out, we out, we
out. Okay, okay, I'll tell you. Say it now. I know who got the philosopher stoned.
Oh, hello.
It was Dabby the elf.
Fuck me, you mean Dobby the elf.
And he's dead, I saw him die.
So Dabby's not even down there.
Let's go to...
Right, well, maybe you should tell what happened last time, Tom.
Okay, so last time...
It was a lot to work with.
Yeah, that trailer didn't really tell you what happened, but no. Basically...
Sounded good, though.
Yeah.
Well made.
In the magical world... I ended up with a snow globe, which we could take. We can go wherever we want because Hagrid gave it to me.
Yeah, right.
So I should put it in the
air.
He does
that.
Hagrid gave me a snow globe. I was shaking it in the air, just saying we're going to go to, and that's where we are, Jack.
Okay, cool. So I just want to say thanks to the listeners for listening in this week. Thanks to Eddie Brett. Thanks to Tom here and Will. We're going to go straight into the play, and then we're going to finish, and then we'll see you next week.
We're going to go down the pub.
Okay, so this one I had the pleasure of writing. So this is called Time Lapsical Martin. So many in jokes.
Ready?
Ready. There's an explosion.
Ready.
There's an explosion to start, if you know the button for it, Will.
There is a flash of bright white and high-pitched ringing and a lot of dust the boys have transported back in time. But at this moment, Jack and Tom are unclear on their whereabouts.
I'm really unclear on our whereabouts.
Well, it's clear Will hasn't made it through the time-lapsical portal.
What the fuck is a time-lapsical portal?
I don't know, but we've clearly successfully time-travelled back in time, so it just made sense to give it a name like that.
How do you know we've travelled back?
Look over there.
Tom looks across to what seems to be a busy London street. He spots Dapper Laughs being swarmed by a flurry of fans.
Blimey! People are digging Dapper! We've gone back to the summer of 2015!
At that moment, Jack spots something chilling coming out of the underground station opposite. Shortly after, Tom notices it too.
What the fuck?
Shit! That's us!
The boys are deathly still as they see their former selves walking out of the station and down the road. They deliberate about what they should do.
Let's use this piece of shit wand. Let's use this piece of shit snow globe and travel back to 2016. It's safe there, Jack.
Don't you watch the news, Tom? 2016 is far from safe, mate.
I suppose. Well, in that case, shall we follow us?
Jack and Tom quickly decide to follow themselves down the London street. They're following for a good 15 minutes before they turn into a small courtyard.
Holy shit! Look where they're going!
Chili Biz, next to Fubar. I remember this now. This is the day we recorded our pilot at Fubar. We've time travelled back to our first ever day.
And what a rank day that was. Tom and Jack are approached by a short northern lad outside the Pleasance Theatre. Jack and Tom offer their handshake. The northern lad ignores them.
All right, Chuck, I'm Martin. I don't do handshakes.
Who's this cunt Martin?
God knows. He's literally the opposite of Will, though.
Oh, bugger.
He is the opposite of Will. We've not time travelled, Nozza. We've travelled to a parallel universe.
Gutted. You were wrong when you called it a time-lapse called Portal.
There's bigger issues at play here, if I'm honest, mate.
Jack and Tom stop bickering for a minute to watch their former selves head into Fubar Studio with this new Martin guy. The boys follow. Luckily, the door was left slightly open, as despite being the big boys at Fubar for a good 7 months now, they still don't know the code for the door.
Look, they're recording their first show. How cute.
It's not cute, I hate it. I thought I'd be fine if Will got hit by... Fucking hell. It's not cute, I hate it. I thought I'd be fine if Will got hit by a car and died. But now he's not here, it just doesn't feel right. Martin looks a prick. It's not how I want it to be. I mean, the studio's the same, the seating plan's the same. We even have Adam still, which is another kick in the teeth. But without Will, this just isn't right.
Weirdly, I know what you...
Jack is interrupted as the scene they're watching take unfold, take a weird turn. Right! This is fucking...
Wait.
We've only got a minute left.
The narration has stopped and now Martin's talking.
Right, this is the fucking Martin show, alright? You two are some wanky hosts, I was told by email. I hate writing out that email to you, by the way, Jack.
Did you hear that, Tom? I can't bloody believe it.
I know, he called us wanky hosts.
Nah, not that. He wrote me an email. It's more than Will did. Copy and paste job.
This show needs listeners. There's only one way we're gonna get them.
Yeah, if you fuck off Martin and bring Will back!
Let me just a few things. Martin stands up and looks at the doors to the studio.
Wait, chill.
No, we've only got 40 seconds left. Martin stands up and looks at the doors to the studio with 20 bolts. He reveals the windows and to Jack and Tom's surprise, they're barred. It's like a radio prison.
Holy fuck, what's going on, Tom?
Honestly, four poops just came out.
I'm keeping you guys here, locked up forever. You'll never get out alive!
That doesn't sound too bad. I mean, I quite like doing the show.
And your first segment on today's lifelong show, a six-month interview with your first guest, Tom Bloody Burns!
No! Join us next week on The Foo Boys. Can Tom and Jack escape this hellish dilemma? Will they ever return to the present? Will William ever return? P.S. How much of a massive prick is that Martin?
Anyway, tune in next week. This has been The Jack Mate Show!
Bye!
Thanks, guys!
Bye!